It's time for us also to talk with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, thanks so much for being here with us.
Thanks, Foster. I listened to Brother Guy's interview. It sounded like it went really well.
Wasn't he fascinating?
Could probably do 2 hours, I think, and still not get enough, you know?
Ed was saying that he has just a bag of stories that he has told and will be able to tell for a long time. He's a wonderful storyteller, and so anybody who's interested, Monday, he will be at that church in Berkeley at Our Lady Queen of Martyrs, if I have that correct.
Yeah, it's actually a school. It's an elementary school. So
It's in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it's a church and school in Beverly Hills. Right.
Right.
In any case, Mike, thank you very much for making that contact for us. It was a lot of fun. And by the way, MI Tech News is great for making contact on all sorts of things going on around the state, whether it's in technology or in entrepreneurship. And some of the headlines that you were following, just to give people an idea of what they can get if they subscribe to mitechnews.com, what's going to land on their computers every week is something like, for instance, this headline about Toyota investing $1 billion in autonomous vehicle research in our area.
Yeah, that's even more money than Gary Baker makes. So, I mean, that's a heap of money there, yes. But Toyota's been really active in the R&D right here outside of Ann Arbor.
Oh,
and now they're making a major... I mean, autonomous cars is where it's all going, mm-hmm. whether we like it or not. I mean, I'm a little ambivalent about it, but they're not. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, and that's a whole lot of money. So... it'll also eventually turn into 50 jobs, which is a good thing, too, because I'm sure those would be great jobs, right?
So. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, it certainly is. Ann Arbor certainly has become a research hub for many of the vehicle manufacturers. Another one I saw on here, and this is not too good news for those of us who try to take technology to the Michigan Department of State office. How many times have you waited there, guys, in line hours to have your number called?
Yep.
Apparently, MDOS, the Michigan Department of State, their whole online system crashed.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while. The state was really unhappy with Hewlett-Packard and fired him and got into a court suit. The long and the short of it is now it's gone 13 months without renewing, as it were. And so a lot of the records that were there, they're just not there anymore. They disappeared.
Lord.
And so they've set up a temporary fix on this, but they're going to go out and hire somebody else now to do all, this is not a small job by any means.
Lord, no.
So we're probably looking at months, if not another year, before this whole thing gets sorted out. But again, there's a fix there when you go to the Secretary of State site, maybe, and when you go to the offices, for that matter. Probably not as good as it could be, but just got to get her done, right?
Absolutely. Just don't wait in line that long. And maybe in a final headline I see here, and this is kind of a neat and interesting one. In California, they developed an application that allows airports to locate nearby drones.
Yeah, AirMap. I think this is a really good idea.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Enrico Schaefer earlier today, and I said, do we have any kind of numbers on what happened in the fourth quarter? And he said, I think it's close to 1 million of those things were sold in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So we got a lot of the novice drone pilots out there that don't know the rules, that they can't be within 5 miles of airports and all the other stuff that goes with it. So now you've got this app that I think you probably still have to fix transponders on it. I'm not sure exactly how it would work. But at least the airport knows where these things are.
And that's extremely important for the safety of people flying on in and out on planes. Mike, thank you very much for those headlines. But those are just a few, folks, of the headlines that Mike offers us every week at MI Tech News. In addition to that, you've also got video resources you offer us and all sorts of good stuff that comes in twice a week on Wednesdays and on Fridays. And, Mike, how much does all this goodness cost?
Nothing.
That's the good part. The gooder part, I should say.
The gooder, yes. I like that.
Go to mitechnews.com, and you can just simply put in your email address there, or go to internetadvisor.net, and you'll see Mike's smiling face on our website as well every week. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Foster.
All right, thanks again for the lead for Brother Guy. It was a great, great interview we had.